This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine, Janet Jukes and myself, Tass. We're back again.
We're back again.
Our next guest, Janet, is Rachel Slade from the National Australia Bank. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
And Rachel, you've got somebody here with you.
I do. I've got Jamie here with me. He's my 15-year-old, and he's kind of part of our whole. For our family, he's been part of our connection to the community very recently. So I got to share his story in a podcast I recorded here, actually, for our Loud and Proud series.
Wow.
So I thought it'd be nice for him to come and see how it all happens here.
G'day, Jamie.
Hi.
First time in the radio station?
Yeah, it's very interesting, but, you know, it's cool to be here. I've never actually been in one of these rooms, and they look very weird.
It's called a studio?
Yes.
And how does it feel to actually have your story told?
It's very nice, I guess. I'm just really happy that my mum's here, and she's happy to tell my story, and I'm happy to be part of everything, yeah.
Good on you. Good on you. Rachel, thank you for introducing Jamie and bringing Jamie into the studio this morning. We're particularly interested in your work at NAB.
Yeah, great.
So you work at NAB, National Australia Bank, and I'm particularly interested in why a bank like NAB would be interested in being part of the LGBTI community and working in this space.
Wow, no one's ever asked me that question before. So look, I'm here in my capacity. I'm the exec sponsor of NAB Pride, and NAB Pride is the group that we've got together that supports our employees from the LGBTI community. And the reason we do that, and the reason we're interested is in making our people particularly feel like they can bring their whole selves to work and that it's a safe place for them to work. But also...
And why is that important?
Why is it important? Well, you know, inclusive workplaces mean people bring the best of themselves. They're not exhausted trying to, make up stories about what's going on in their lives and hide things and worry about... whether they're going to be mistreated or... so it's super important. And obviously, the community are our customers, their homeowners, their business owners. Supporting all communities in Australia to be more inclusive is really important to us.
Fantastic. So tell us about the Pride Network that exists at NAB.
Yeah, so it's an awesome network of... it's all employees. It's all volunteer-based. So we all spend a lot of time off the side of our desks doing things to really uplift inclusion in the organisation and also very active in the community. And I should say the network's not just people from the community. Having allies in our NAB Pride group is super important. Particularly for senior leaders to be seen as visibly supporting the community. So one of the things we do is, I should have brought one with me today, we have little rainbow stars. So our NAB brand star, we have rainbow stars in their pins, and anyone who's a supporter of the community wears their pin at work every day. So it's a nice symbol to the rest of the community that it's safe to have a conversation.
I just noticed that Jamie was looking for his pin, but
he might have one in there.
I thought he might have had
one in his bag. There are a lot of them around our house, I can tell you. I've been known to wear them as earrings on occasion. Okay. But and NAB Pride, we support things like, we're very active in Midsummer. So NAB's the principal partner of Midsummer. I think this is our eighth year for that, and we'll be
at Pride. Pride March tomorrow?
We will be, and I am so grateful it's not going to be 45 degrees tomorrow.
We all are.
Because we've been there, the last couple of years have been very, very hot, and we take the whole family, so I've got... Two little sons apart from Jamie, and they'll be there as well. And my husband.
You've got three children?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't have thought you were old enough.
Oh, you are so kind. I am coming back.
Hey, you've got a cool mum there.
No 15-year-old believed that. So somebody who's got a 15-year-old at home.
I don't know. Jamie looks like he's pretty proud of his mum.
Yeah. So midsummer is obviously a big thing for us. Pride Cup, we've got a partnership with. So we extended a sponsorship for 3 years with Pride Cup this year, which has really enabled them to get particularly out into regional Australia. I think they sent me a little great box of goodies for Christmas, including the rainbow laces that Jamie will have on tomorrow for Pride March. I think they've managed to run 120 Pride Cup events across the country this year, and they're working with us as well on education sessions and just lifting awareness to really, really tackle that issue of homophobia and transphobia in sport. And then the Victorian Pride Centre is something we're super excited about.
Because you have a partnership with the Pride Centre as well,
yeah, we
you?
Do. So we've been involved with them for a couple of years. In the initial stages, as a traditional sort of banking partner, but an innovation sort of financing partner, helping them to raise money. But more recently, we've deepened that into a foundation partnership, and it's really about how we enable the community. And so what I mean by that is we're giving our people and our customers the opportunity to become skilled volunteers, if you like, and spend time at the centre with LGBTI entrepreneurs or businesses. There's mentoring opportunities. So it's not just about, you know, writing a cheque, and it's actually about capability building.
Cool is that?
Yeah, it's super cool.
And you've got a partnership with Joy, I believe, too. You're doing some work with some podcasts?
Yes. So we've just launched. They launched on the day of Carnival a series of podcasts called Loud and Proud, and you can download them on Spotify or Apple Music. And basically that's a series that we did in partnership with Joy, which was awesome, of our people telling their stories. Because
your people being your staff?
Our staff, yeah.
Wow.
Our colleagues telling their stories. And storytelling, we've found, is one of the most powerful ways for other people to hear about what's going on and feel that like they're not alone. And so the feedback we've had from those has been fantastic. I was lucky enough to share my story and a bit of Jamie's story together with a guy called Tony, who's the one of our co-chairs of NAB Pride. He's got a really interesting story.
So is that about stories of their experiences of being out and proud in a workplace, and or the process of coming out in a workplace? What are those stories about?
Yeah, they're really a mix.
Good
of...
Good question, James.
Yeah, they're a mix of their... some of them are about their stories coming out at home, and then really about their experience at work. And Tony's story is fascinating because he's actually been at NAB twice, and so he shares kind of his experience the first time he was there and compared to his experience now. And thankfully, it's a much better experience he's having now.
Great. That's really, really encouraging to hear. Give us a sense of some of the other stories.
So we've got a story of Dan and Shay's story is fantastic. I mean, the part of Tony's story that I found, I'll just come back to Tony because it's such a powerful story, came from Vietnam, very, you know, parents who were very focused on education and achievement. And then his parents took away from him the coming out part because they found some magazines in his bedroom. So they asked him straight out, which he found quite confronting because he wasn't actually ready. And so he had to sort of take a little back seat, and then he tells the story about how his dad was actually, to his surprise, his dad was much more accepting early than
his mum.
But it's all good now. He's married, his partner's a part of the family. And I think other people, and it's not just our employees that can hear the stories, clearly it's everybody. They're available, and the feedback we're getting, we haven't really started promoting them yet. It's been overwhelmingly positive about.
And what's been the reception at the NAB?
Oh, the support for the community at NAB is amazing. So if you, we use Facebook at work, and if I think about, particularly over the last year, the take-up of that's been great, but the willingness of people to share their stories, so wedding photos, post-marriage equality, and the response that they get back.
So do you reckon marriage equality made a big difference for corporates' acceptance of diversity in the workplace? I mean, I know corporates were on that journey and NAB would be one of those on that journey, but did it turbocharge it?
I think what it did was provided a... sort of a universal platform for a more open conversation. So it definitely did that. I think we have to acknowledge, and we do acknowledge that kind of it doesn't mean we're done in terms of inclusion. And, you know, to that point, we've had a working group this year, particularly working on our transgender and gender diverse employees. So, you know, because they're a different group that needs some other support.
And is that a large group?
Not that we know of. But we run, you know, we get people to come in and share their stories from outside. So it also makes it just a little bit more... We're trying to make it also a safe place for allies to ask questions. And my feedback is always, like, don't be afraid to ask a question, but just don't be rude.
Yes, yes.
And the pins help to know where that's, you know, who's kind of a safe and in your zone.
It's interesting, like when I take the tram around the city on a work day, I often see people wearing their lanyards around their work, and they wear rainbow lanyards.
Yeah.
And I often think, now what's that really message, what's that messaging about? Is it really trying to say that I'm actually open, I'm actually open to having a conversation, I'm an ally, I'm a supporter, or maybe I am part of the community?
Yeah.
Irrespective, it's actually a really positive thing, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think that's a really big difference post-marriage equality again, that I think the people, you know, the lanyards came out during marriage equality, didn't they? And and people feel much freer and perhaps safer wearing them in public and being out at work.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right. Still a way to go, but NAB Pride for us is a really important part of that journey.
So we'll see you at Pride on tomorrow.
You will.
At some point. I'll be waving at you from the side.
Excellent. I'll have to learn. We always have choreography, so I'll be learning that.
You've got to practice your steps.
Just before we get marching. Yes.
Rachel, thank you for coming into the studio. It's great to hear what some of our big corporate partners are doing. And congratulations on the work that you're doing. And Jamie, great to meet you. Thanks for coming into the studio this morning. Do you want to send out a cheerio to anybody?
I'm say hi to your friends that are listening. Go on.
Hi, Roxy and Ruby. I'm sorry if I'm late for D&D.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.